97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Mr. Charlie Quayle, who is the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. Charlie, thank you so much for coming and talking with me today.
Sharon, thank you for having me. This ought to be fun.
Pleasure. Charlie, most of the people who listen to WCHL, I'm sure, have heard your ads. But for those few who haven't, why don't you tell us what Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions is all about?
Well, pretty obvious. We do chimneys and we do gutters. Chimney side of it is fireplaces. We look to how can we help you enjoy that fireplace experience more. There's a lot of things that get in the way, and we're all about making it so that families can gather around that fire. Evenings, you can get warmed by it, and that makes a very special experience. So that's what we're all about when it comes to fireplaces and chimneys.
Right.
On the gutter side of it, it's not so pleasant of experience. People are often bothered by their gutters, headaches, damage to their homes, and it's actually very aggravating to them. So we actually deal with two different emotions with gutters and chimneys. The gutter side is much more of a headache, and we really are trying to alleviate those headaches, manage water off the roof without the headaches is what we talk about. Our job is to get water off the roof without the headaches. And there's so many around this area where water is such a problem when it comes to homes.
Especially this year with all that rain, I imagine.
Yeah, we got a lot of calls. Well, even with chimneys, a lot of chimneys leak as well. So water is probably more than fire in a chimney. Water is probably a bigger problem with chimneys than fire is.
So what kind of a problem would a home have with water in their fireplace, in their chimney, I should say?
Well, the chimneys penetrate the roof, and so there's a direct line of water through the roof via the chimney. It could soak through the chimney if it's masonry. Some people have water dripping through in various ways, but they have sheetrock problems, they have smells, they have damaged wood, rotting wood because of water getting past their roof through their chimney. But you also have a lot of deterioration inside of a chimney because of water. You have the heat from a fire, the soot from a fire, and the water from the outside, and you get a pretty caustic combination of ingredients that create a lot of deterioration going on there.
Charlie, does this happen with both new homes as well as old homes? Because it sounds like the old homes, however we want to define old, has been there for a while. Are you finding that you have a mix of new homes and old homes that have these chimney problems?
Well, that's a good point. It's water is a problem regardless.
Regardless, yeah. And it just deteriorates and causes problems.
Not all the time. You can protect the chimney from that deterioration. That's what we do. We don't only fix it, but we actually protect. So there's some chimneys that are built better and are better protected and are not getting damaged by the water as much. So thoughtful construction can help prevent this deterioration. It's certainly not across the board. It's just that it does happen, and we have to work to help mitigate those problems.
Charlie, if someone's listening to us now and thinking, well, my goodness, this could happen to me, are there proactive steps they can take? Do they have to call you to take proactive steps to protect their chimney, or do they have to wait until something's happened?
Well, it happens both ways. Some people will call us during these heavy rains, Sharon, and they're saying, you know, I'm getting water dripping through a light bulb, you know, in my house, or water is running down my wall and or staining my ceiling or dripping into my fireplace, or there's a lot of different ways water shows up. And that's one way we get called out. Or sometimes we get called out because they want to have a service and appliance. And while that inspection process is going on, we see that there are deteriorating parts of the system that need to be addressed. And we'll take pictures and we'll document some of that. So chimneys are hard to imagine. So we actually do use photographs or pictures, and we'll print pictures out in the trucks just so people can actually see what we're talking about, or show them on the computer or whatever. We have computers. The technology is there so easily to actually present to them what's actually happening. We'll run cameras up inside chimneys and show people what's going on inside their chimneys. We can show it right there on the computer screen. So it's the technology is to actually bring real conditions to homeowners so they can just see for themselves what's going on.
Now, do you also do what we used to call in the old days chimney sweeping?
Certainly. That's a big part of what we do is, and that's a lot of people in the typical maintenance of the chimney, Sharon. We'll go and do a full top-to-bottom inspection, and they'll get a report, and they'll hear about some of these conditions. And sometimes we're up on a roof, and we might notice something about roof damage or something. People don't get on roofs very much.
No.
But we are up there all the time, so we try to keep our eyes open for other issues, too, so we can just let the homeowner know that, hey, while we're up there, we noticed this.
I remember once someone said that someone was looking at their chimney and said it was separating from the house. What was that all about? Is it possible a chimney can move away from the roof?
Well, they're talking about masonry chimneys there.
Okay.
Masonry chimneys that run along the outside wall of the house. So
yes.
You see them out there.
Yes.
And typically, very common around here is when the water, maybe with rain, extreme water and then extreme drought, you have the soil will shrink and swell depending on water condition, rain conditions. And the chimney actually kind of floats on this ground.
Oh.
And depending on whether it's shrinking or swelling, it'll tip away from the house or move. And it just sort of, so it does actually move away from the house sometimes. And, it can get pretty serious if that happens too much.
Well, Charlie, in the 30 seconds we have left, please give us your contact information in case someone's saying, my goodness, my chimney needs to have some attention. How can they contact you?
Well, easy enough is to visit us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
Chimneysplusgutters.com.
That's it.
Wonderful. Charlie, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your fascinating business.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Charlie Quayle, who is the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Charlie Quayle, who is the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. Charlie, what made you go into the business of chimneys and then going into the business of gutters?
Well, good question, Sharon. The background that I have growing up is huge when it comes to what drew me to fireplaces and chimneys. I loved the holiday time. I loved my dad laying firewood in the fireplace, and it became a real tradition. It was almost every night, and so that kind of got into my soul. This the magic of fire really began to grow on me. I didn't realize it until I guess I became an adult and moved away from home. I began to realize that that was a very special part of who I was at that time. And so the opportunity came up to take over a business that was in the Triangle area back in 1988. And it just seemed right. My wife and I, we had two kids at the time, so it was a little bit chancy, but the excitement that I had surrounding such a delightful occupation was too much for me to resist.
So you're living your passion.
I really love it.
Oh my Lord!
I love hearing about people who love their fireplace, whether it's gas or wood. I happen to be a wood burner, but but the same magic can be enjoyed through gas fires as well. They're more convenient. What I want to do is get people around the fire, and whatever it takes, I want to get out the whatever impediment there is. And sometimes wood burning is an impediment to people. And so the gas is much easier and more convenient, especially with the lifestyles today.
Yes.
So, but there can be some marvelous answers for people who want to gather with wood or gas. So that's what I do.
I see your mantra is the joy of being around the fire.
That's it.
You even used the term earlier, the magic of being around the fireplace.
There's nothing quite like it. Campfires, and you grew up, did you grow up?
I was a Girl Scout. We went out camping.
Did you enjoy the fires?
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Especially cooking in the fires.
There you go.
Help me this. Now, do you have the same magic when it comes to the gutter portion of your business?
Well, maybe it's black magic, but it's not the same joy. I had been going up on roofs for years and years, and I saw what customers were going through, gutters that just didn't work. And I knew the pain. I had my own gutters. And one particular occasion, Sharon, really stands out for a lot of reasons, but I hadn't quite gotten into the gutter business yet. But it was during a torrential downpour at night. And so it was pitch black outside, the lightning's flashing, and then all of a sudden, water begins to pour into my bedroom window. And the window is closed, my wife is frantic, water's pouring in, and the only thing I knew how to do was just to go out and unplug the gutter so it would drain, so the water wouldn't keep coming through my closed window.
Right.
Well, I went out at night, set up my ladder in the aluminum ladder with my metal roof, my metal gutters. The lightning flashed so close, I yelled, lost my voice.
Oh.
And that was the beginning of a gutter business.
Oh, my Lord. Needless to say, you could have been killed. Oh,
exactly.
My Lord.
And you know, Sharon, people get injured all the time working on their gutters or cleaning their gutters, or homeowners. That's what homeowners are often involved with, falls related to gutters or even home maintenance and stuff. So I don't want that to happen. So
right.
I'm actually feeling like I'm really providing a service where I can take the burden of care off of homeowners,
right,
from having to feel like they have to get up there and, you know, keep the water from flooding in their bedroom windows when there's a rain overflow. So it happens a lot where people dread rain because they know it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
And they hadn't taken care of it yet, so it's just they are anxious when storm clouds come. And
oh, yes, I can imagine.
Yep.
That happened for a reason, so you can get into the gutter business and save lives from these people who want to get up.
I don't know
roof.
About that, but I enjoy that aspect of it too. But it's certainly not the glowing delight of fire.
Fire.
It's usually a lot of gloom associated with it.
I can imagine. Well, tell me this. Where do you find your biggest challenges in your business, Charlie? Is it on the chimney side or on the gutter side, or is it both?
Well, I would say for the gutters, people have such a low expectation for gutters. They're supposed to be up there, but nobody really expects them to work. And that's, we have to sort of help people realize that we can help them with gutters that work, and they can really expect that. And that's a new thing for people. They just are used to seeing gutters, and that's sort of checked off their list of expectations. They're there. Working is not one of their expectations, working gutters. So that's a big, but that's fun to actually show them that they can expect that. And that's a big part of what we do, is give them very clear expectations of what we would want them to have for their gutters. And for chimneys, the biggest thing is I think people really respect chimneys anyway. Part of it is we don't want people to necessarily, we don't want to serve people with the fear of fire, because I think some chimney people can use fear and fire as a little bit more of a leverage than we really want it to be. Because,
yes.
But I think we need to respect fire in the home a lot, and there are very clear guidelines on how to do it safely, and we just like to help people keep it up, but we don't want to ever take our focus off of the joy and the magic of a fire and focus on the fear or the danger, even though it has to be kept definitely safe.
Right.
That's not our passion, is to harp on the danger part of it, but the keeping it to code so that you can really enjoy the magic of it.
So you don't use fear as one of your marketing techniques.
No, it's just that's not a good
service. That's not what you're all about.
No.
Thank you. Well, Charlie, it's time for another break. So let's talk some more when we come back about what you see as the future for your industry. And we'll see what you have to say about that.
Great.
Stand by. Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Charlie Quayle, who is the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Mr. Charlie Quayle, who's the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. Charlie, how do you manage your business today with all of its ups and downs?
Wow, that's a big question. It has not been easy because I've actually made some big changes in the last 10 years where I've pretty much been me and a helper and somebody in the office. But I've actually made decisions and felt really strongly that I should start leading people, managing a company rather than actually doing the work of the business. And so I've actually started hiring employees and expanded where I had almost vowed I'd never go, which is more people, which usually means more headaches for a small businessman.
Yep.
But I've intentionally gone that direction, and I'm actually very glad I've gone that direction because I hear a lot of people flip-flop back to a two-man operation because of the headaches. But I'm heading in this direction. I've got about 14 people that work with on the payroll now. But it has been very difficult in terms of trying to learn how to run a business in a different way, where I'm actually overhead instead of producing income.
Right.
And because I love being in the home, I love doing that part of it. But I want to represent myself through employees now and have them serve well in homes just the way I did. But it has been with a slowing economy and people more hesitant to spend money perhaps sometimes. How do I keep a business and employees afloat? And that has been a huge challenge, Sharon, to learn how to do it a different way. It's not the same formula that it used to be. And I haven't quite figured it out yet. We're surviving. And there's a lot of optimism, Sharon, I have. I've got great guys that work with me. And girls.
Uh-huh.
So the future is exciting to me. I want to figure it out, but I still am very much trying to expose myself to consultants and people that are bright, and surround myself with good people. So employees have really made a huge benefit to the way I do business. And I'm very thankful to actually be a small business in today's environment.
Well, I applaud you for stepping out on faith because you know it is different dealing with the employees. You're up to your neck in it right now, and I'm glad to hear it sounds like it's working for you.
I'm excited about it.
Wonderful. Once again, for anyone who may have just tuned in, would you give us your contact information, please, Charlie?
Or chimneysplusgutters.com. Very simple.
What could be easier? Chimneysplusgutters.com. Your passion for this business comes out loud and clear, Charlie, and I thank you so much for taking time to come out and talk to our audience. Now, everybody who hears your ads from this point on is going to know more about Charlie Quayle.
Well, Sharon, I'm glad to. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Mr. Charlie Quayle, who is the owner of Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.